Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is daf Chavei in Maseches Brachos, the 21st daf in Shas. We pick up on Chaf Aleph on the Be'ez in regards to the halachos of Al-Keri. To follow the Gemara, we need to review what appeared on the Mishnah on Chaf on the Be'ez. And that was a machlokis between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda of whether a Balkari is going to make Birchos Kriyashma. The Tanakhama holds that a Balkari should not say Birchos Kriyashma prior to immersion of the mikvah, based on the Takana of Ezra, which says that all those who are Osek in Torah should first cleanse themselves of any type of carry, just like the experience of Kabbalah HaTorah, where before we accepted the Torah, we went to the mikvah, while Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. The Gemara here is going to struggle with what is exactly the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that the halacha is that one can say the bracha? So the Gemara says seven lines from the bottom. It's not. We learned in a Mishnah later on, and that's called Vav Amud Aleph. This is a direct quote. You could turn to that Mishnah as well. Zav Shara Keri. If one has a individual who's a tumah of a zav is an abnormal flow. Keri is the normal flow of a man, a seminal emission. Zav is an abnormal flow. The halacha is that if a man sees tumah zav for 3 days, then he has to wait a period of time before he's tahor and he goes to the mikvah. A zav who has seen 3 times waits 7 full days before he goes to the mikvah. Our Mishnah on Chavav is discussing a case of a Zav waiting for his 7 days and then saw Keri. Similarly, V'nida Shepolta Shechva Zera. A woman who is a Nida, who experiences the exit of semen, which had come about in Bia, and experiences that coming out. Hamishameshes v'ras adam nida, as well as a woman who has definitely had relations, but also became a nida. In all three of these cases, we're going to have an interesting halacha. Srichin tvila. They need tvila. Now, these individuals will really need 2 different types of tvila. One, let's take the nida. The nida is going to have to wait, according to Torah law, for 7 days, and then be mitire herself. But she also had the seminal emission, which is tumas keri, or the man who had to wait 7 days if he was a zav gadol, and yet he saw tumas keri as well. He needs, according to the takana of Ezra, tevila. So that's the requirement of tzrichin tevila. He needs that tevila for the keri, and later on he'll go again for the ziva. Rabbi Yehuda says that he's exempt. Analyzes the Gemara. Ad kan lo pat Rabbi Yehuda el bezav shera keri. Rabbi Yehuda over here said that the reason why you don't go to the mikvah is because of the following. D'me'ikara la bar tvilahu. Because anyhow, he's not kosher le mikvah. Because once he's tummy for zav, so then going to the mikvah is not going to help. But we would deduce it's only in that case Rabbi Yehuda says it. Aval Balkari Greda Mechayim. But a Balkari, if he's just a Balkari, would be Chayim to go to the mikvah. Now, let's continue to analyze. If Rabbi Yehuda holds a Balkari has to go to the mikvah, so why does our Mishnah on Dachof on the base tell us, even before when he goes to the mikvah, he says Kriyashma? The Gemara attempts an answer. V'chitema, if you're going to want to say, who has in that field Balkari Greda Nami Pata Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is of the position that even if they're a Balkari alone, they don't have to go to the mikvah. And that's why the Mishnah Chaf HaMebei says that they say Birkas Kriya Shema, the Balkari, V'hai Dikma Maflagi B'zav Shara Keri, and this, that the Mishnah on Chaf Bav states that when it comes to Azav Shara Keri, that they don't go to the mikvah, which is Mashma, that the Keri alone would go to the mikvah, is coming to tell you the position of the Rabbanan that say that you even have to go to the mikvah, even when you're a zav. If that, and that would be a potential answer, that really Rehudol's in all cases, Keri doesn't need to go to the mikvah. But that you can't say. Ema Seifa, because the Seifa doesn't read. Hamishameshes v'ros adam tzricha tzvich. A woman who had relations with her husband, and then she became a nida, she needs to go to the mikvah. L'man katanila. This last case, who is that going according to? E-label Rabbanan. If it's according to Rabban Hashta, she does. It's simple. Hashta. Umazov shero keri demei korola bar tfiluhu mechayvi Rabbanan. When it comes to a keri, the Rabbanan even hold that a simple tum of keri requires tfila. Hamishameshet v'ros adam demei korobat tfiluhi loko shikain. If the chidush is going according to the Rabbanan, certainly she'll have to go to the mikvah because she was already someone who was tame. When it came to the woman who was anida at the time that she had pleitas shichva zera, she wasn't tmeya. Certainly, a woman who wasn't tmeya as anida and is pleitas shichva zera, certainly the halacha would be that they would require tfila. If the Rabbanan say you require tfila when you're tameh, and then a secondary tumah comes along called tumas keri, and nevertheless in mechayiv you, certainly if you became tameh keri before you had another tumah, certainly they would say in that case that you require tfila. Lo kol shekein. Certainly. Elalav must be that we got to go back and say that the Mishnah Chavav is a different way of understanding. And that is, we have to say that a Baal Keri alone does require Tevila according to Rav Yehuda. And if that's so, then we again have the Sira between the two Mishnahs. Elalav Rav Yehuda. V'dafka k'tani la mishameshes rasa nida einasara tevila. Avo Baal Keri greza mechayev. But Baal Keri alone does require tefila. If a Baal Keri alone requires tefila, then Hadra Kushya Luduchte, we come back to our original difficulty, and that is, then why is it that Rabbi Yehuda says that in our Mishnah you have to say bracha? Because at the end of the day, he needs mikvah. If he needs mikvah, he shouldn't have to say bracha. Answers the Gemara, Lo teima mevarech ela maharer. You have to learn that on the Mishnah, on Chof of the Days, what it's saying is not that he says the bracha, but rather he thinks the bracha. Ask the Gemara, Umi is by Rav Yehuda Hirhur? Does Rav Yehuda hold of the concept of Hirhur when it comes to Birchos Kriyashma? Vatanya, didn't we learn? Baal Keri Shelo Mayim Litbol, Kore Kriyashma, Ve'enim Mevarech Lo Lefanel Ve'lo Lachareha. Va'ochel pito mevarch lefanel v'mevarch lefanel, avol maharer libo ve'ena motzi b'svasav divrei Rebbe Meir. According to Rebbe Meir, the halacha is that he's maharer v'libo for the bracha rishona. Rebbe Yehuda imer ben kach u'ben kach motzi b'svasav. Rebbe Yehuda clearly rejects what we had said before, that he holds that you're maharer in the bracha. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're mosi b'svasav, that you say it out. And if that's so then again, we have to see with the Mishnah, with Akavah. Gemara finally comes to a more simple conclusion. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Asan Rabbi Yehuda, Kehilchos Derech Eretz. There is a word that needs to be added here in the Gemara, and that is bracha. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said that Rav Yehuda said that brachos are like the halachos of Derech Eretz. We'll give you a heads up before we begin reading the Braisa that spells this out. Rav Yehuda holds that Hilchos Derech Eretz could be learned even prior to going the mikvah. The Gemara's answer is that Birchos Kriyashma has the status like Hilchos Derech Eretz. Here we're going to have many different opinions about what the halacha is about learning during Keri. Disanya, we learned in a braisa. Vodatam levanecha ulevnei venecha. Uksiv v'asrei yom asher amatal ha'ashem lokecha b'chore. A braisa that darshens the pasuk like we did in the previous amud. Here, the Bryce is more poignant and says, Ma lahalam be'emo b'yera u'beretzis u'bezeh. Just like by Kabbalah Satorah, there was fear and trepidation. Afkan be'emo b'yera u'beretzis u'bezeh. So too, Talmud Torah is, the way that Soloveitchik used to like to say, is it's a recreation of Kabbalah Satorah, and it has to be done with a tremendous pachad. Mikan Amru, from this, for this reason, we say, Hazavim, Azav, Hamitsairoim, Uboin Alanidos, Mutarim Likros, Petoro, Benevim, Ubiksuvim, Vishanos, Permission of the Gemara, Balachas, Azados. Someone who is Azav, a Mitsairo, or someone by mistake has relations with the Nida, they're allowed to learn. Avobarai, Keri, and Asur. But a Baal Keri is not allowed to, and this is what we call Takonas Ezra. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shainuhu Birigiluyos. Rabbi Yossi says he's allowed to learn that which he's accustomed to, in other words, to review, Ubilvad Shelo Yassia, it's a Mishnah. According to many, this means the condition is he can't learn Bi'iyun. Bi'iyun, it seems from here, is a deeper form of Kabbalah HaTorah. Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef Omer Tziyu Mishnayis Ben Mitziyas HaGemara. Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef says he can learn Bi'iyun Mishnayis, but not Gemara. Maybe that's even a deeper form of Kabbalah Tzar. Rav Nosson Ben Yerushalayim, Amar Af Matthias Agmaro Vachal Yomru Asgaros Shifa. According to Rabbi Nosson Ben Avishalom, he's not allowed to mention the shame Hashem in the Psukim. That's an even more explicit form of Talmud Torah. We saw Kishem Hashem Ekra, that the Torah is referred to as the shame Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan Sanu Talmidei Shem Rabbi Akiva Shem Rabbi Akiva Oimer Lo Yikanes LeMedrash Kol Ikra. Rabbi Akiva said he shouldn't be involved in Medrash at all. And some said that he shouldn't go into the base of Medrash at all. Rabbi Yehuda, and this is what's important for our Teretz. Rabbi Yehuda says, he's allowed to learn Hilchos Derech Eretz. What is Hilchos Derech Eretz? Rashi explains on the second to last line in the normal side of Rashi, on the right side. Here Rashi goes on to the left side. Hilchos Derech Eretz, Gon Darkon Shel Talmidei Chachamim. Shehi Braisa. One of the Mesechus Sanos are called Mesechus Derech Eretz, Hilchos Derech Eretz, and that is the way a Talmud Chacham is supposed to act. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's allowed to learn Hilchos Derech Eretz. For that reason, we said that Brachos also fall into that category. Hence, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion of the Mishnah Chacham Abayz that a Baal Keri could say Brachos. The Gemara continues. Ma'aseh Rabbi Yehuda Sheroa Keri V'Yimahalek Hagav Anor. Rabbi Yehuda saw Keri and he was going along the bank of the river. Amar lo Talmidav Rabbeinu Shana Lanu Perek Echa B'Hilchos Derech Eretz. They said to him, Rabbi, teach us something in Hilchos Derech Eretz. Tovav Yorad V'Tovav L'Shana Lehem. He went and he was told all beforehand. They asked him, Amar lo, they said to him, Lo Kalkach, Lo Kachum Nateinu Rabbeinu Shana Hu V'Hilchos Derech Eretz. Didn't you say that you could teach Hilchos Derech Eretz? That is mutter to a Keri. Amar lehem, Apol Bishemekel Ani Alacherim, Machmir Ani Alatzmi. Rabbi Yehuda says that he was Machmir on himself even before Hilchos Derech Eretz. But Mi Ikur Dedina, the halacha is that one does not need to be Tovel before Hilchos Derech Eretz, as well as Berchos Kriyishma, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hence, the Mishnah on Chafam Ebei says that he's Mevarech. Yet, at the same time, Rabbi Yehuda requires Tvila when it comes to a general carry, as one can infer from the Mishnah Chavav Amid Aleph. Bezras Hashem, we continue two lines into the wide and Chav Beis Amid Aleph. I apologize if there's some noise in the background. Baruch Hashem, I am recording this in the Nazir room, looking over the Kaisel HaMaravi, and they're working and building in the Kotel area. Be'ezer Hashem will continue to hear noise here in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara continues, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Now the Oz V'Hadar Gemaras make the point that it could very well be that this is not a new Braisa, but rather, according to the Sefer Dikdukei Sofrim, this is a continuation of the previous Braisa before, where we're going to have a new opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Yo'omer, Ein Divrei Torah Mekablin Tumah. The words of Torah are not mikabel tuma. In other words, he is not worried for the chash of keri when one learns. Ma'ase b'Talmid Echad, and the Gemara backs this up with a story. There was once a student shei megamgem lemala Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that he was stuttering in front of
Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. According to Rashi, he was, this expression, Begamgen, also means that he was a Balkari. So this was taking place in front of Rabbi Seira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Amar Le, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said to him, Bini, Psach Picha, V'yiru Dvarecha. Open your mouth, and I will light up your words. She'ein Devrei Torah Mekablam Tuma. You don't
have to worry about Keri, because Divrei Torah, the words of Torah, not Mekabel Tuma. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, in Yirmiyahu, Halo Dvari Ke'eshnu Mashem, Ukipatish Yifoit Tzela. The words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are like fire. Ma'esh Einu Mekabel Tuma, Afdivrei Torah Einu Mekabel Tuma. Just like fire doesn't contract Tuma, so too the words of Torah don't contract tuma. Omer Mar, Matzias a Mishnah, Vani Ve'enoi Matzias a Gemara. We had learned in the Braisa above that there are some who say that one is allowed to be Ma'ayin in Mishnah, but not allowed to be Ma'ayin in Gemara. Misaila Rabbi Loi, this is the right for Rabbi Loi. Halacha Matzias HaMishnah, a Keri is allowed to be Ma'ayin in Mishnah, Ve'eino Matzias HaGemara. But he's not allowed to be Ma'ayin into Gemara. Kitanoi. The Gemara adds that this is dependent on Machlokis Tanoi. Matzias HaMishnah, Ve'eino Matzias HaGemara, Dev Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda Ben Gamliel, Omer, Mishum Rebbe Chanin Ben Gamliel, Zevezeh Aser. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel says the name of Chanim Gamliel, both are asav. Va'amrila, and others say, Zevaze Mutter, that both are Mutter. Mandomer Zevaze Asav, Krebi Yechon Asander. Mandomer Zevaze Mutter, Krebi Yehuda ben Meseira. So it's split along Tanaitic lines. The Gemara continues 8 lines into the wide on Chav Beis Amid Aleph. Amr of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Nol Galma Kahani Tvat Savi. The Gemara will conclude about what the minig ha'olam is to do in regards to Balkari, and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak teaches it in the context of 2 other minhagim as well of halacha l'maisa. The minig is to do like these 3 grandfathers, these 3 great tanoim. Ki Rabbi Eloi, on the one hand, when it comes to the sugya of Bereishis Hagez, we follow Rabbi Eloi. Ki Rabbi Yoshia b'klayim. When it comes to klayim, we follow Rabbi Yoshia. Ki Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira b'divrei Torah. And when it comes to Keri, we follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in regards to divrei Torah. The Gemara spells out. Ki Rabbi Eloi b'reishis hagez. We follow Rabbi Eloi when it comes to reishis hagez. The sanya, as we learned in a braisa. Rabbi Eloi yoyme reishis hagez ein anoeg ela ba'aretz. Reishis hagez is the mitzvah in the Torah. In Parshas Shoftim, the Torah tells us that Reishis Geiz Tzancha Titen Loi, that one is mechuyav to give the first of one's shearings to the Kohen. There is a whole perek about it in Maseches Chulin, perek Reishis Hagez, the 11th perek in Chulin. In regards to Reishis Hagez, there is a big discussion whether it's noeg in Eretz Yisrael only or in Chutzlaretz. In fact, the opening line in Perek Reishis Hagez is Reishis Hagez Noeg Baratu B'Chutzlaretz. However, there is the custom of Rabbi Eloi, who says that's only Noeg in Eretz Yisrael, and that's the position that we follow. To Rabbi Yoshia B'Klayim, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia when it comes to Klayim. Kidichsiv, as the Torah says to us, Karmecha Lo Sizra Klayim. Or the correct is Lo Sizra Karmicha Kiloyim. Rabbi Yoshia Omer, Klayim we all know, is a mixing of 2 different species. However, the pasuk over there is specifically talking about one's vineyard. There is a discussion exactly how one is over on grafting in a vineyard. Rabbi Yoshia is of the opinion. This is a sugya in Chulin on Pei Beis on the Beis as well as Kedushin Lamites, that the only time one is chayef for grafting is if you graft two different species inside a vineyard. Rabbi Yoshi Omer lo olam ein chayv ad shi yizra chita v'sora v'chartzon b'mapelas yad. You have to have both chita and sora as well as the grapes in one digging. Tosis points out in Psachim on Mimzayin Amiral going to Mimzayin Amibes that the reason for that is because the Torah's description is lo sizra karmecha kiloyim. You shouldn't seed in your vineyard klayim. Klayim is normally chita and sa'ora. For our purposes, our sugik Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, we follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira b'divrei Torah. When it comes to divrei Torah, that divrei Torah is not mekabel tumah. Hence, even if a person is a bal keri, he's allowed to learn before he goes to mikvah. The sanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira oimer ain divrei Torah mekabelin tumah, because the words of Torah aren't mekabel tumah. The Gemara brings out this point as well in the name of Ze'iri, about 15, 16 lines from the bottom. Ki also Ze'iri, when Ze'iri came, Omar Batlua Litvilusa. He said that they were Mevatel. In other words, there was once a Takana, Takanas of Ezra, but they were Mevatel, this Takana of going to the mikvah for a Balkari. Va'amrila. And some say that that was not what he said. Some say Batlua Litvilusa, that he was Mevatel for Netilat Yadayim. The ones who said that it was bat mevatel tvila to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, he follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Man domer batul nitilasa, the one who says mevatel tilas yadayim ki hader of chizda. This is an opinion that we've discussed earlier in the daf on daf tezvav amir aleph. The Rav Chizda was layet. He cursed amanda mahader amayo beidon selusa for those who looked to wash their hands when they were supposed to be davening. We saw that there is a chiyuv for a person to wash before davening. However, if the water is not available and it's already the zman of tefillah, and he could wipe his hands and clean his hands, then in such a case, doesn't have a chiyuv to walk a parsa for the mayim. The Sefer Einayim LeMishpat makes a beautiful point. On the one hand, we have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi that says that Divrei Torah are not Mekabel Tumah. On the other hand, Ze'iri had told us that they were Mevatel it. Sounds like that there was a Chshash that Divrei Torah were Mekabel Tumah, yet they were Mevatel that original Takana. Points out the Einayim LeMishpat that there is no contradiction in terms of our custom. And that is that if you take a look, how did the Gemara describe our custom today that many are not machmir for Baal Keri? The Gemara describes it as nohagu. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said nohug alm. In other words, there was a disagreement amongst the Tanoim. We had many Tanoim above on Chav Beis Amid Aleph who said that you have to be choshesh for Keri. Some said only for Torah, some said Mishnah, some said for Iyun. But at the end of the day, many of them were machmir. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was the concluding opinion who was makel. In regards to this machlokis, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, we follow the minhag that says that one could be makel. Hence, it's not that we started out paskening like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, but rather, ultimately, there were different customs, and the custom that ended up becoming the minhag was the position of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Hence, Batlua Litvilasa could be that they were Mevatel the Chumra to be Choshesh for those who had disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, and the Minog became follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira's position. The Einayim LeMishpat, Rabbi Yitzchak Arieli is a fantastic Sefer HaMaseches Brachos. He was a Rosh Yeshiva America's Arav. Many are familiar with his grandson, the great Talmud Chacham Rabbi Asher Arieli. We will continue Be'ezer Hashem in our Gemara about 13 lines from the bottom, Tanu Rabbanan Bal Keri. Tanu Rabbanan Bal Keri Shenasa Lov Tisha Kavim Mayim Tohar. If you have a Bal Keri that had Tisha Kavim, that was Mayim, that were poured onto him, we talk about the Halach of Tvila, we talk about going into a mikvah holds 40 sa. The Halach is that 9 kavim, according to this brisa, is enough to be metahir, and it doesn't have to be in a mikvah. It could even be poured on him like a shower. Tar. Nachamish Gamzu lachashal Rabbi Akiva. This secret, Nachamish Gamzu whispered to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva lachashal Ben Azai, and Rabbi Akiva whispered it to Ben Azai. Ben Azai yotza v'shana l'talmidav v'shuk. And Ben Azai publicized it to his talmidim. There was a disagreement about this between two Amorai and Bimar Rava. B'yosi Bar Rava and Rabbi Yosi Bar Zvida. Chatan Ishina, one said that he had taught it publicly, Ben Azai that is, V'chantani Lachasha, and one said that he had whispered it. Manditani Shana, the one who said that Ben Azai felt the need to publicize it, Mishum Bittul Torah, was because of Bittul Torah, that in the end they learned less because they were waiting to be able to go to the mikvah after they had seen Keri. Umishum Bittul Piri of Arivia, and also because of Piri of Arivia. Rashi explains that they weren't with their wives, which would make them be a Baal Keri, because they would the tircha of having to go with the mikvah, and therefore in the end there were less children that were born to Klal Yisrael. Well, Manditani Lachasha, and the Manda Amr who says that he whispered, says, Shaloyu Talmidei Chachamim Mitsuyin Eksol Nishosem Kitar Nigolim, that the Takana of Ezra has a tremendous benefit in that the Talmidei Chachamim won't always be with their wives, and hence they won't always be Tama, won't be concerned about Keri, because they're not with their wives the entire time, and Chazal looked down on those who are Mitsuyin, Eitzel Nishasehem, Ketar Nigolim, that they always need to be with their wives. Amar Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai taught, Shemati Shemekilim Bo, Vishamati Shemachmirim Bo. I heard that there are some who are Mekil in regards to using the Tisha Kavim, and I heard that there are some who are Machmir to use specifically the Mikvah. We had just got through saying that there are reasons for both. However, the Gemara says that the Chumrah would be that one should go to the mikvah. V'kol ha-machmirim bo, al-atzmo ma'richin lo yomov u'shnosav. And whoever is machmir on it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu lengthens their days and the years. The Gemara quotes another Tana who argued for Tisha Kavim against the mikvah. Amr Bishua Levi, Mativan Shel Tova Shachrin. What advantage have those people that go to the mikvah in the morning? Asks the Gemara, Mativan, what advantage is it? Ha'iyu. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it was him on Chafala from the base, halfway through the Amud, who had taught us that the halach is that Baal Keri is also B'divrei Torah. No, this is what Reb Shimon ben Levi was saying. Mativa barbon saw. Why do you have to use arbon saw? So Reb Shimon ben Levi is of the opinion, on the one hand, you need to be tovel, or to have water put on you, but efshir b'tisha kavim, you could do with 9 kavim. Mativa b'tfila. First of all, why do you have a chumrah 40 sub? You should be able to use 9 kavim, that's enough. And why do you have to go into a mikvah to be tovel in mikvah? As for sure, ben Asina, you could have the tisha kavim put, like the most contemporary example of that would be a shower. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina responded to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Gedar gadol gidruba. There was a great fence that they put here when insisting on, to those who insisted on tefillah. Desanya, another advantage that we haven't discussed up until now. There was an individual who a woman tried to seduce him for an avera. He tried to seduce a woman with varavera. Amrula. She said to him, Amrula. Reka. Empty one. Yeshacha arbon sa'el shata toluben. Do you have 40 sa'? The custom is to go to the mikveh after avera. Of course, this was a crooked argument. This woman was, as Rashi describes, a single woman who it seems was not a nida, But at the same time, Chazal, in the sugya of Odeh Zarah, Lamed Vav Amud Beis, tells us that there is an iser for a man to be alone with a pnuya. He wasn't supposed to be alone with her. And therefore, that itself should have chased the man away from being with her. However, she presented the argument to him. Could be he rationalizes it to himself. He might have said to himself, oh, it's only an iser d'rabbanan to be with a pnuya. Then, if she had gone to the mikvah, it would have been even less than bizman hazeh, which is an iser d'araisa, to be alone with the pnuya who is in nida. However, there was only iser d'rabbanan. So she came along and she said, but what about afterwards? What about the fact that you don't have arbon sa? Shetei toloben miyad piresh, immediately it was mechazek him, and he did not do the avera. Amaluhu Rav Huna, the Gemara continues, 7 lines from the bottom. Rav Huna said, l'rabbonan rabbeisai, mipnei ma'atem izazlam etvilazu. Why are you not machmir to do tvilas keri? If because it's cold, efshe b'mechartzos, you could go to the bathhouses. And in the bathhouses, they have hot water. Amar le Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda responded, is that a suggestion? V'chi yesh tvila b'chamin? Is one allowed to do tvila in merchatzos? That is mayim shuvim. There is halacha that we're probably familiar with, and that is that a mikveh has to come from mei geshamim, hence the complicated procedure of constructing a mikveh where water is never caught into a kli beforehand. If it is, then one is not allowed to use it for mikveh, and that's why we can't use tap water for a mikveh. That's mayim shuvim. As Rav Chizda, merchatzos is also made out of drawn water, mayim shuvim. Amar le Ravada Barava ki kavosecha. The way to read the Gemara is the following. Amar le, Rav Huna said to Rav Chizda, Rav Ada Barava koi kavasecha. Rav Ada Barava agrees with you that tfila does not work if it's not in a mikvah, because he holds it needs dafka the tfila of tahara, of those things that are kosher for mikvah min haTorah, hence they cannot go to the merchatzos. Rabbi Zeira Havi Yosef Bagano Demaya Beimesusa. Rabbi Zeira, when he was a Balkeri, was sitting next to a pool of water in the city of Mesusa, in the bathhouse. Amalei Lishame, he said to his Shamis, Zil Vaisili Tisha Gavim Vishadi Lavai, bring Tisha Gavim and pour on me to be Matarmi. Amalei Rabchia Baraba, Lamalei Markulehai, Rabchia Baraba asked him, why does Rebbe have to do this? Vayotzim begavai, you're sitting in Tisha Kavim. Amarlei Karboim saw. He responded back that you need something when it comes to Keri, you need something with Arboim saw. Mar Arboim saw betvila v'lo b'nesina. Just like it comes to Arboim saw, it needs to be specifically dipping yourself in and not having it pouring upon you. Ap Tisha Kavim, so to Tisha Kavim, is different than Arboim saw, in the sense that it's sheer different, is different, hence also its tahara is different. Binesina velo besvila. It has to be done specifically with nesina, with it being poured upon you and not dunking inside. Be'ezer Hashem, we will discuss some of these halachos of tefilas keri in the halacha section. It continues, 3 lines from the bottom, Rav Nachman tikin chatzva b'astisha kavim. Rav Nachman Rashi explains, instituted a utensil, chatzva is a kli that would hold tisha kavim to pour on the talmidim in the morning before Rashi says kriyas haTorah. Kiyasar of Dimin Amar Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yehuda Glustra. Rabbi Yehuda Glustra was the name of the Amora. Amru, they said lo shanu el lechola onsa. The only time we said that sinas Tisha Kavim is acceptable is when you have a chola who's sick and he's an onus. Aval chola hamargil, but someone who had brought chas v'chalila keri upon himself or had done it for mitzvah to be with his wife, arboim saw. In such a case, he needs 40 saw. This pshat of the Gemara might fit beautifully with what we had seen above, that the reason why one needs to go specifically to the mikvah is shelo yehu talmidei chachamim mitzuyim eitzel nishoseim ketarnegolim. that the Talmidei Chachamim shouldn't always be with their wives. Hence, the requirement of a mikvah is specifically when the Talmidei Chachamim had decided, in a kosher way, to be a Baal Keri, and hence, he needs to go to the mikvah. But what about if he's an ones? So then in such a case, then the Tisha Kavim is going to be acceptable. That will work beautifully in the above Gemara. In the Daf Yomi, I did not have the opportunity to see if somebody says this. The Gemara continues on the bottom line, quoting Rav Yosef, that's critical of Rav Nachman's kli, his chatzvei, that was used for nine kavim. I'm Rav Yosef, atvir chatzvei de Rav Nachman. Atver would be Ashaber, Ani Ashaber. Tuf and Shin are interchangeable in Aramaic. I will break the Kli of Rav Nachman. Rashi says, there's no need for it. Why? Because the Cholo La'onsa Lo Shchiyah. It's not common that Keri comes because he was a Chola. Rather, most Keri comes because the couple had Tashmish Shamita. He also Rav and Amar B'usha Ava Uvda B'Kliya de Rav Oshia. This question about a kli was raised for Ravashi. Amelahu loishan well lechol amargo. Avol lechol alonso potter mikulam. The only time you even need a kli for tisha kavim is for someone who brought himself on himself carry. Avol lechol alonso potter mikulam. But if it's someone who was an onus, then he doesn't even know to. No, it doesn't even need to go to a mikvah. Once Rav Yosef heard this, Rav Yosef changed his mind from what we learned on the bottom of Amud Aleph. On the bottom of Amud Aleph, Rav Yosef said, no need for that kli at all, because almost all keri are beratzon. And we have quoted the opinion that said that if it's beratzon, so then in such a case, then one doesn't use tishkam, need to go to the mikvah. But now that we say that the only time you use the kli is for Beratzon, so then in such a case, Rav Yosef changed his mind. Rav Yosef, it's Tamid Chatzvei Derev Nachman. I'm going to attach the Kli of Rav Nachman. Rashi says, it had already been broken. I'm going to attach it together, because now we need it. Because this is the prototypical case of someone who becomes Keri, and we should have it available for them when they go into the base medrash. So to summarize what we have up until now, are two opinions amongst the Amoraim whether an individual who is margil, who brought carry upon himself, needs a mikvah of Arboim Sa. That was the opinion that we had on the bottom of Chav Bez Amud Aleph. And the only person that was the opinion of Rav Dima, in the name of Rabbi Kiva and Yehuda Glustra. And the only person that would not require it is someone who got it because of sickness. And then we had another opinion that said, no, that a kli would be acceptable, and you do not need a mikvah if it was because of ratzon of tashmish. And if it comes al yidei choli, so then in such a case, one does not need to go to a mikvah at all. The Gemara now is going to analyze the approach of these Amoraim based on a basic question. Asks the Gemara 5 lines from the top. Michti, kulu Amoraim v'tanoi b'de Ezra k'miflegi. These Amoraim are arguing about what that kind of Ezra was. V'nechsi, let us see. Ezra hechitikin. How is Ezra misakin? Where did this machlokis come about if we have a takana of Ezra? Explains the Gemara. Amar Abayi, Ezra tikin libari hamargil bemsa. Ubari la'onso teisha kavim. Ezra was talking for a healthy person that you have to go into a mikvah 40 stuff. However, if he's an ones, so then in such a case you can rely on 9 kavim. The asu amorayim, and the machlokis that we have in the amorayim is upligi becholim. They disagree how to plug the case of choli into the halach of bari. Again, a bari, says Abaye, will get 40 stuff. If it's margil, if he brought it upon himself. If he was ones, then it's tisha kavim. Now, what happens if you have a choli? And that was the scope of the machlokis that we had above and on the bottom of Chav Bez Amud Aleph. Upligi b'cholim. Mar savir ha-chola ha-margil kibari. One man, the Omer, holds that a chole that's marigil himself is like a bari hamarigil, is like a bari that was marigil, and therefore he needs 40 sa. V'choli la'onso, and a choli who's la'onso, kibari la'onso, and tishikavan is acceptable. U'marisa v'chola hamarigil, kibari la'onso. And one man, the Omer, says that a chola hamarigil is like a bari that was ma'anes, that had to. V'cholo la'onso, potter mikulam. This opinion holds that a cholo that was marigil, the halacha is that he gets only tishikavim because he's like a bari la'onso. But if he's a cholo la'onso, then he's entirely exempt. Rava asks a qualifying question. I'm a Rava. What, Abaye, all of Abaye's things above seem hard to understand. Mihi detikein Ezra tfila. It's true, Ezra instituted Arboim Sa'a. Nesina mitikein, where do we ever see in the scope of Ezra's Takana at anything about Nesina's Tesha Kavim? The source of Ezra's Takanas can be found in the Gemara on Pei Beis Amid Aleph. There were 10 Takanas that the Gemara mentions that Ezra gave. The last one is actually the Takana of Tvila. And if you take a look at the Lashon Gemara, V'tikein Tvila Lebale Karyan. And he instituted Tvila. Asks Rava, Abaye, you're starting to make this whole split about Nesina, which is true, that the Gemara on Chav Beis Amid Aleph had introduced Amorayim that had taken this approach. But if you look in the Lashon of Ezra, we don't see that at all. V'amar mar, Ezra tikein tvila lebal karin? Question mark. Elamar Rava, rather, Rava explained, and really Rava's not going to entirely change Abaye, but he's going to reformulate what Abaye has said. Ezra tikein tvila lebari hamargul memsa. Ezra instituted tvila for a bari that brought upon himself for 40 sa. V'asa Rabban, and then the Rabbanan came along, V'iskinu labari la'onso tisha kavin. And they instituted on top of that for a bari who was an ones that he could do 40 kavin. Also Amorai, and then Amoraim came along, V'kam ifligi, and we have the above machlokis. B'chol in regards to a chola. Marisav, a chola hamarigil, a chola that brings upon himself, kibari hamarigil, is like a bari that brought upon himself. And the halachi is that he needs 40 sa, v'chol la'onso, kibar la'onso, and therefore he needs tisha kavim, umar sover l'bari ha'margol memso, v'chol ha'margol, kibar la'onso, tisha kavim. That if you have a choli that brings upon himself, because he's a cholo we're makel, and we allow for 9 kavim, avol chol la'onso, potem mikulam, like we read before, and that was what led Rav Yosef to reinstitute the keli in the Beis Medrash. Then Rava gives us halacha lemaisa. Amar Rava hilchasa bari hamargil v'chol hamargil abon sa. Whether it's a bari hamargil or chol hamargil is 40 sa. Ubari laonso tisha kavim. And a bari that's laones, then he has tisha kavim. We could be makel for a bari that's laones tisha kavim. Avol l'chol laonso potem mikulam. But if you have a chol that's an ones, so then there's no requirement for even Tisha Kavim. Gemara continues halfway through the Yomud on Chaf Beis Amid Beis at the two dots. Tana Rabbana, Bal Keri, Shenasu Olav Tisha Kavim Mayim Tohar. If a Bal Keri has a shower of Tisha Kavim, then he's Tohar. Says the Gemara, Bamez Varam Amurim La'atzmai. That only applies for him learning Torah for himself. Aval Acherim, but when it comes to teaching others, Arboim Sa. He needs to have Arboim Sa. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Mem Sa Mikol Makom. Rabbi Yehuda says he needs 40 Sa in all instances. Now the Gemara quotes differing opinions in relation to the Tanakhan of Rabbi Yehuda, and they apply it in different ways. And these differing opinions revolve around these four names. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. Chad mehaizuga v'chad mehaizuga, one from each one of the groups. It seems that the Gemara has divided Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shua ben Levi into one group and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina into a different. One from each of these groups, Aresha, we're going on the Reisha. Commenting the following. Chad Omar, Hada Amr, this we said in the Reisha, Bamedvar Amamurim La'atzmai, Avalachay Rememsa, that the Tanakhama had said, then when it comes to teaching the others Torah, then you always need 40 sa. Loi Shanu, that was only said, Ela L'chayla Hamargil. A chola who brought carry upon himself. If he's going to teach to others, he'll be allowed to have tisha kavin if he was an amr. And one of that set of zug said, kol acherim, if he's teaching others, afilu chola onsa ad memsa, adika memsa. In regards to the ratio, he disagreed. And he said, no, the halacha is one of these four tanaim said that the halacha is that even if it's the only 40 sa. Period. V'chad mehaizuga, v'chad mehaizuga, and one from this group of four tanoim, and another one of this group of four tanoim, disagreed, aseifa. They disagreed vis-a-vis aseifa. Chad amar, hadam Rabbi Yehuda, b'med mem sa'a, this Rabbi Yehuda said, that you need mem sa'a, mikol mako, in all cases, lo shadu ela b'karka, only if you're doing tvila b'karka, aval b'kelim loy. But when it comes to kelim, then in such a case, it won't be acceptable. It's never acceptable. V'chad omar, and one man omar says no. Afilu b'kelim nami, if you use a kli, then it will also be acceptable if it's memsa. Says the Gemara, bishlem man omar afilu b'kelim. It makes sense according to the man omar who says that even a kli is acceptable. Then we can understand line of Rabbi Yehuda. Hainu diktani, Rabbi Yehuda omar memsa mikol makom. Emphasis over here is mikol makom. We know why Rabbi Yehuda said mikol makom. In other words, whether it's bekarka or whether it's a kli. Ela man omar bekarka in bekelim lo. But according to man omar, it says it's specifically in the karka it's acceptable but not in kelim. Mikol makom la suye mai. Then what is mikol makom coming to add? Answers the Gemara, la suye mayim shuuvin. It's coming to include Mayim Shuvin that Rabbi Yehuda allowed, unlike other cases of Tevila, like for example for Anida, where Mayim Shuvin would not be acceptable. The Gemara concludes the Sugyas of Bal Keri, quoting the following give and take on the first medium-sized line towards the bottom of Chafez and Mebez between Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, Rav Bar Shmuel. Krichu Rifta. They were eating to Bahadi Adadi together. Amalei Rav Papa said, Havu Lididi Livarech, Livruch, give me to bench. Dinofel Ilavai Tisha Kavin. Because despite the fact that I had Tumas Keri, I was Tovel would not be the appropriate word, was poured upon me, gnawing Kavin. Amalei Rava Bar Shmuel, Tanina. Rava Bar Shmuel said to him, we learned. We learned that if you are teaching others Torah, then you need to have 40 sons. Rashi adds that when it comes to being most the others, then it's considered like teaching Torah. Hence, just us like when it comes to Lamed Acherim, you need Memsa, so too here. Ella, rather, Rava Bar Shmuel suggests the Havel of the D, Livroch, the Nafal Levi, Arboim Sa, that I was full of 40 Sa. Rashi points out that the Nuffel would not be the appropriate term based on the Maskana of quite a few Amorim beforehand, that it's not enough to have 40 Sa poured on you, but you have to be Tovel and 40 Sa. Amaluhu Ravuna had a third approach. Havaludidi, let me live roch, let me bench. Deleki Lavai, Lohai Veloihai. That I didn't need to go for Tvila altogether, and therefore I would be the best choice. The Bab Pshat is the one we mentioned from Rashi. It's quoted in the name of the Ritva, that the Ritva understood that he was saying, lo hai v'lo hai, that I did see Keri, but I didn't go to the mikvah, and he was trying to teach us that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. As we will see from the concluding part of the Gemara, there is an advantage of this Pshat of the Ritva, as well as what is the position of Rav Huna according to Rashi? Why is it more advantageous for someone who is misaking by going to the mikvah versus someone who didn't see Keri at all? The Gemara concludes, Rav Chama Tavel B'mayla Yom and the Pischa, Rav Chama would go to the mikvah on the night of Pesach, lehotzi rami de chavasa, because then he would be motzi others with brachos. And the Gemara concludes a very important line, v'les hilchas akavasei, and we do not paskin like him that there is the need for him to go to the mikvah. Rashi suggests two explanations behind v'les hilchas akavasei. Number one is that there was no need to go to the mikvah. He could have just as well have tishim kavim, or to tell us that we passed like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that we had discussed on Chav Beis Amid Aleph, that there isn't a requirement for Divrei Torah for mikvah after keri. Beidur Hashem in the halacha section, because the length of daf there will only be one, we will discuss the halacha lemaisa applications of tefillah for keri. Bezos Hashem Yisparach, the topic that jumps out from today's daf lahalacha on daf Chav Beis is clearly the topic of tefillah for a baal keri. Let's start with the concluding halacha nesugya, and then show how the poskim differentiated between different cases and applied the halachos of tefillah for keri in ways that are not so well known. First, the halacha. The Gemara concludes on Chav Beis Amid Beis, v'les hilchas al kavasei, that the halacha is not like Rav Chama, who went to mikvah on the night of Pesach to be motzi others. Rashi understands that there is clearly a possibility that the Gemara is suggesting that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Chav Beis Amid Aleph, even though there were many Tanoim and Amoraim that it's clear that they were machmir for the tefillah of Keri, nevertheless, the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was of the opinion Ein Divrei Torah Mikablin Tumah. If one would read the Gemara this way, that what emerges is that we paskin like the simple reading of Yehuda ben Beseira, Ein Divrei Torah Mikablin Tumah, then that would seem that there is no reason to go to mikvah after keri. However, we will show that this is not at all the way the Chachmei HaMesorah understood this Gemara. A lot of what I'm saying, Be'ezer Hashem, in this halacha will be based on the Shi'urim of Rav Yashiv, as well as an Encyclopedia Talmudis has an excellent entry in Baal Keri. Fascinating, the tour comments about these halachas in Reish Mem Aleph, but they are not quoted at all in Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Aleph. Tosis in Bava Kama on Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis, in his third Teretz, addresses a very basic problem. And that is, how could Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira disagree with the Takana of Ezra HaSofer? And that leaves Tosfos, as well as it's clear in the Rambam, in Hilchos Kriyashma, Perek Dalei Halacha Ches, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira did not disagree with Ezra. However, Ezra had made a Takana, and the Takana did not grab hold of all of Klal Yisrael. And for that reason, Ezra's Takana was not binding, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira adds that if you're worried about Kabbalah's Tumah, that's probably the best way to read the Rambam, v'fi she'ein divrei Torah mekablin Tumah. But the Rambam explicitly states that the Takana of Ezra did not last. The Tzlach on our Gemara says, when the Gemara says, less helchus akavasei, do not understand our Gemara as saying that it is wrong to go for tevila. However, the Gemara means to say, don't make a bracha on the tevila. Interestingly, Rav Yashiv in Ishur Min Reish Mam Dalet asks a strong kasha on the Slach, where he claims that from Tosas and Psachim, one cannot say that it's impossible to make a bracha on tefillas keri, and we will develop that idea as well. To show how prominent tefillas keri is even in the literature, I'm not talking yet about the literature, the Hasidic literature and in Yanei Kabbalah, but even within the literature of halacha, I would like to point out that the Cheshek Shlomo in Yevamos on Daf Mem Hema Beis quotes the great Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who claimed probably halacha lemaisa, that if someone goes to the mikveh on the day that he saw Keri, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said he would even make a bracha of tefillah because tefillah bizmana mitzvah. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says it's true that because Klal Yisrael wasn't mekabel the mitzvah of tefillah, he cannot no longer make the bracha of Asher Gishon Sosav Tzivanu. However, there is a mitzvah, and he's mekayim tefillah bizmana mitzvah. Because of our need for brevity, I have decided to omit the raya, but take a look at the Cheshek Shlomo in Yevamos Mem Hei Amud Beis. Not only that, there is a fascinating dichotomy which emerges in regards to Tfilas Keri. And it starts in Rabbeinu Yonah, and it extends in the language of the Rambam and in the formulations in the Halacha according to Rav Yashiv and the customs even today in regards to Balei Avoda. And that's Rabbeinu Haigon was of the opinion that when we said it was batla l'tfila, so the Gemara Chav Beis Amaral says, as the Iri said, batlua l'tfila, so that's only regards to Kriyishma, in regards to Talmud Torah. When it comes to tfila, Rav Meinu Haigon says that you have to go to the mikvah. Most Rishonim disagree. Rav Yashiv points out that even though most Rishonim disagree, nevertheless, that dichotomy is already mukhrach from the Gemara in the following way. And that is that the Gemara clearly says that on the one hand, there were many Amoraim and Tanoim that accepted using Tisha Kavim, the pouring from a kli onto an individual. Nevertheless, Ezra, as it's clear from the expression of the Gemara on Chav Beis Amud Aleph, on Amud Beis, Nidhi de Tikein Ezra Rava exclaims, Tvila Nesina Mi Tikein. Says Rav Yashiv, there are two halachos in regards to Tvila Lekeri. One was the halacha of Ezra for Talmud Torah, and with that, as the Gemara in Bava Kama says that just like a Baal Keri, in order to be able to eat Truma and Taharis, he needs to be Tovel in the Mikvah, so too Ezra was Masakin that. That was not Nispashet in Klal Yisrael. And the Rambam adds, you don't have to worry, ain't Divrei Torah Mablam Tuma. And then there is another halacha, and that is, Shelo Yehe Anoshim Mitzuyin Eitzel Nishosein, that men should be not found next to their women all the time, that as a form of kavod for tefillah, and the Rabbeinu Haigon says that that was even accepted lahalacha, there is a requirement of tefillah. So what will come out, according to the minority opinion of Rabbi Haigon, one does not need to do tefillah after keri for Talmud Torah. However, when it comes to tefillah, it would be required. Before we discuss the halacha lemaisa application, Rav Yashiv points out beautifully that many of the halachos that our Gemara discusses, leniencies of Tisha Kavim, of allowing Mayim Sheuvim, all of those things were only suggested in regards to the second takana. Shelo Yehe Talmid Chacham Mitzuyin Eitzel Nishoseyem, the halacha of Rav Haigon vis-a-vis tefillah, davening. However, when it comes to Ezra's takana was in the mikvah duff, because that is pure tahara, as the Gemara in Bava Kama describes, and not a takana simply shelo yehei talmid chachamim. Rabbeinu Yonah ultimately rejects this opinion of Haigon. Ve'eino nirli mori rav, v'im lo mayim o afilu im yesh lo mayim ve'ina tova o ena rochets afilu hachi ena masid atfila. Divadai, afal pisha tefila yoser mikubelis ima tefila. If going to the mikveh is difficult, don't be mafsid with tefila. But certainly, concludes Rabbeinu Yonah, the tefila is more mikubelis if one davens. L'divrei akol ein lo lahafsid mipnei zeh tefilaso. But at the same time, don't miss davening at the right time because of going to the mikveh. According to the above approach, one could be lenient as well to use a tisha kavim in regards to the second halacha in regards to preparing for tefillah. However, it should be noted, even though I had heard Me'achorei HaPargud in the name of some of my rabbeim, I will not quote it because something that I could verify, nevertheless, I had heard that some felt that going to the shower would also be acceptable for tefillas keri, pertaining, as we have just argued, for the, not the takana of Ezra, but the later takana, Shlo Yimutsuin Eitzel Nishosein. Rav Yashiv does not feel this way. He points to the Lashon of our Gemara that Rav Nachman had instituted a particular kli to be used to pour onto people for keri, and he argues that since the pipes are not considered kalim because they're attached to the ground, it cannot be used for tevilas keri. Menashe Klein in Chelek Gimel argues from the Tshuvas Harayva. The Tshuvas Harayva says that you need Koach Hagavra as well, and he claims that Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, also agreed with him as well. And it would seem, unlike that I've heard in the name of others, that if one is going to be Machmir, it's a Machmir Tavol of Bracha, and Rabbeinu Yonah said that the Tefillah is enhanced. And even though when it comes to Torah, Ein Divrei Torah Mekabel Tumah, nevertheless, for Tefillah, it definitely enhances the Tefillah. There are even some Kadmonim that differentiated between Bavel, as quoted in Encyclopedia Talmudis, and the end of the entry Balkeri, that in Bavel they were not Makbid, but because it's an Eretz Tmeya, but in Eretz Yisrael they were Makbid. The Mor Veshemesh in Parshas Emor is Ma'arich on the Chashivus of mikvah in Avodas Hashem. Many have argued and marshaled many, many Gedolei Torah, both in the world of, in the Litvisha world, as well as in the Hasidisha world, who emphasized its value. But what emerges is, mi'ikar d'dina, is there isn't a chiyuv, v'hamachmir tavol of bracha, and there are rishonim that say that there is a chiyuv before tefillah, and Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that the tefillah would be enhanced by someone who goes to mikvah beforehand. This Beis Hashem is an overview of the basic halachos of tefillah for a keri.